Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Artists Helping Artists. We are the number one art show on Blog Talk Radio. This is Leslie Seda, and I am in summertime in Southern California, is all I'm going to say. And I have my co-host, Margaret Sheldon, who was here in Los Angeles this last weekend. How are you?
Yes, I was. Well, I'll tell you, being in Los Angeles, where it was, oh, I don't know, it was 96 degrees at 10 o'clock in the morning. It was pretty remarkable.
In October.
It does make me appreciate my two very rainy days this week, yesterday and today. But, you know, tomorrow it's going to be 64 degrees and beautiful, so I'm okay. I'm okay.
That's right.
We haven't had any rain to speak of in too long a time, so we're actually grateful. And for those of you that like looking at our orange and yellow and green leaves, I can tell you that the rain just enhances the color, so it's really quite beautiful looking out the door. Yeah.
No comment. 105 and 103 the last couple days here. It's ridiculous, Margaret.
Yeah.
I know, it's October. Last time I checked,
my sister was November. My sister was taking her two little dogs. She's got two, not puppies, they're over a year old now. She was taking them for a walk, and she came back very quickly on Sunday morning, and she said, you know, the puppies just didn't have it in them. And she said, and I worry about their feet.
Well, yeah, that's a big concern when it's this warm. So, but we're just cheering for the Dodgers, and anyone that's listening to this show that doesn't have a team to cheer for, you can cheer for my Dodgers.
All right, I'm going to say this.
What?
Your opening pitcher last night, Rich Hill, grew up in Milton, Massachusetts, my town.
No way.
And he was about, I think, 2 years ahead of my son. My son was also a pitcher. And Rich Hill was, everyone knew from the age of 12, this kid had it. And with my son,
They
just knew that he was really big and everyone wished he was a left-hander. But, Rich Hill, that's where he grew up, playing ball with all these guys. And so we are rooting for the Dodgers.
Yay.
Because how can we not? You've got our boy there. So, yeah,
exactly.
Very exciting. It's kind of nice to have baseball to focus on. You know, I do appreciate sports for that sort of.
Well, my son and my husband were at the game last night, and
yeah.
I was so devastated when they lost. But they both came home saying it was one of the best baseball games ever.
Oh,
and
there you go.
I mean, it was such an amazing effort and the extra innings and everything. So that was good. It was good.
Good.
So, yeah, but it's all good. So it's been a busy time. Really, really, really busy. And because I live and breathe Instagram, I'll just say it right now, is probably why we have this topic.
Well, and you know, it's also you live and breathe it, but other people who are uncomfortable with it or haven't jumped in yet are all asking us about it. Because everyone, you know, it's in the air, and everyone kind of gets that there's something special about Instagram. Like, how is this actually working for you? So I think this is a really timely topic.
I think so. I have been actively on Instagram since early February, and it has been an amazing journey, I have to say. I've learned so much. One of these days, I have to go back and listen to the show. That was how to use Instagram to sell your art or whatever it was, the very first one. And I'm almost afraid to listen to it because I knew so little. And I'm afraid to hear what I said.
Well, you know what? Instagram has evolved as well. So I think
you're true.
Right.
We'll blame it on Instagram.
Well, you know, what you said then and what is true now is different. And, you know, God knows you've figured this out because, you know, look at what you're doing. So you've done great things. And I just enjoy it so much I can't qu- I just can't quite stop, you know. So this is a very timely show for me as well.
Well, it's been incredible. So you mentioned that people have been reaching out, and I actually got a phone call yesterday. And a lot of people are saying that promoting their art on Facebook isn't working as well as it used to be. The traffic slowed. The likes are down. We know there's an algorithm that's been introduced in the last year for Facebook and Instagram. And what the algorithm did is instead of having you see the most recent post by the most recent friend who posted it, instead now Instagram and Facebook, who are the same company, decides who and what you get to see. So that is kind of where the algorithm plays in, and we're going to talk about that today. And it could be that one of the reasons why Facebook isn't doing as well is because Instagram is gaining in popularity. I shouldn't say it's more popular because I don't even know. And so on today's show, we're going to discuss how you can get Instagram to work for you. And it's going to work for every single person listening to this show differently. So we're going to talk about where you can find your audience, how you can kind of beat this algorithm or just be smart about it. And then at the end, I'm going to talk about how you can monetize your efforts, because this is something that I wasn't really planning when I started this journey. And how happy am I that I discovered it?
Yeah. Just another happy accident.
And it's the thing
accident
that people don't talk about. That's what's so weird.
Well, even if you're just a casual user, and that's not a bad way to start, by the way. And we should say, if someone is out there going, I don't even know how to find Instagram, I think it's really simple in that it's an app. And Instagram, for my money, works best on your phone, right, on your mobile device.
Correct.
And, you know, the good news is you can sort of download it just like you would any other app. And once you sort of open it up and you start looking at it, it'll make more sense to you. And I guess the first question you're going to wonder is whether or not Instagram is all about the photos. And, you know, Leslie and I were talking about this the other day. And I don't know how many of you go to Instagram just to look at the photos, maybe get a little inspiration. You know, certainly it has an entertainment value. But photos are one of the reasons people love Instagram. And people used to say that about Pinterest, right? Oh, I love it. The images are so beautiful. I mean, that's fine.
Right.
But on Instagram, if you want to use it to grow your art business, you need to sort of look at it a little differently. Because what you need to do is change your mindset. You need to look at this as the place to find your audience. And this is something we talk about all the time. You know, it's the old adage I always quote Leslie on, which was, if you're not selling your art, it's because enough people aren't seeing it. You know, it's enough of the right people. And I think that's what we mean by your audience. So you need a plan. You need to know where you want to go with Instagram. And I think, Leslie, you have the best example of this because you did exactly that.
Well, in February, I started a new Instagram account called My 100-Year-Old Home because I wanted to discover a particular decor community. And I found the nicest, most wonderful group of people, and it has been astounding. I had no idea that with an Instagram – can you hear a shadow of me talking?
No.
Oh, I can. How irritating is that? Okay.
Sound perfectly clear to me.
Thank you, but I'm hearing myself talking like in a little bit of a delay. Anyway, so there are these communities in Instagram that exist, and there happens to be one in the decor community that I'm into. I know there's one for artists. There's one for people who like beach things. I mean, these communities do exist. So for me, it has truly been incredible. And I have to say that I have, as I mentioned earlier, learned so much along the way that it's been kind of bizarre. So here's what you need to do to make Instagram work for you. And the first thing is you have to have a plan and some goals. And you have to decide what you want to accomplish while you're on it. Because if you're going to use Instagram, like Margaret said, of going and looking at pretty pictures and posting a couple paintings, I mean, that's fine, and that's a great way to use it because it's kind of a place to go relax, kind of like Pinterest, mm-hmm. where you get motivated and inspired and you feel good. But if you
yeah.
want to have a mission to sell your art on Instagram, then you need to realize right now it's not a place to go to look at pictures and necessarily – well, it is. You get inspired, but you have to have a plan. And it's really, really important.
Yeah. I think you can do both.
I do, too.
Because there's
yeah.
going to be times when you'll focus on, you know, quote-unquote, your mission. And we'll talk later about the fact – well, I'll talk about it now a little bit. If you're using Instagram for your art, then you need to have an account that's just – your art. And maybe that's
right.
the way to sort of say when you go to that account, it's all business.
Mm-hmm.
And please, please, please do not put photos of your kids or your pets unless you're painting kid portraits or pet
right.
portraits and you put them side by side. It really makes – the only thing I can say is I think it makes it look less professional. When I see that, I think, oh, this isn't somebody who's serious. And you know what?
Mm-hmm.
You can have up to 6 different Instagram accounts. I raised my hand. I think I have 4. And, you know, make one strictly for business. Make one strictly for, you know, fun photos for your family. But you can easily start a second account. And then going between those accounts, don't think that it's confusing. Instagram has really solved this. It is literally just clicking on your name, and you can choose which one you want to look at. But separate those out. It's the first step to really getting serious about using Instagram to market
mm-hmm.
your art.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really, really important. And it's really easy to do. And the fact that you can, at the very top of your phone or iPad screen, toggle back and forth between all of your accounts is wonderful.
Right?
It's really,
it's heaven.
Really great. Yeah,
it's really great.
Easy. And I did that. I had one for my art. And, in fact, my first Instagram account, I decided this is for my abstract art. This is geared toward interior designers. And I had artists who were like, why aren't you following me? And I said, because I'm following you on Facebook, and that's where I look at other people's art. On Instagram, on my abstract art account, I'm following interior designers. This is a very directed marketing tool. I think
mm-hmm.
I might have made some artists mad, and I did not mean to do that, but it was just like, this is the purpose for that, and as much as I would love to see all your art, I need to stay more focused. So then
fine.
I mean, it's really important if you want to do that.
Yeah.
So I set up this new account, and the one thing I realized after I think I posted 3 pictures, and this is because a friend of mine told me this, that whatever your goal is, you have to have good photos. Your entire feed needs to kind of look like it goes together, and it needs
right.
to make an impression. And you guys know you've come to those feeds on Instagram, and you're like, whoa, everything's super light, or wow, it's all colorful. Or sometimes
yep.
someone will be super clever and post a picture of a painting that's in 9 grids. And so when it's all put together, it takes up a big portion of their feed, and it looks super cool.
Yeah, it does.
But you have to understand that that impression makes people want to stay on your feed. And you kind of create a look, often through filters, on how to kind of have people see a photo and automatically know that it's yours.
Exactly.
And that's a really cute thing to do. Now, people are going to say, but if I'm showing my art, how am I going to do that? I can't do that. You can do it with colors. You can do it with backgrounds. So if you want to have a lighter sense in your feed, only take a picture with a light background. You maybe can filter it a little bit. But maybe you filter all the photos that aren't your art, and the ones that are the ones that stand out. What's wrong with that, right?
There's nothing wrong with it. I think
yeah.
that's exactly the message. Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes
and
it more
so
interesting.
Then there's filters on Instagram that you can use right before you post a picture. Those options
mm-hmm.
come up. There's also apps like, I use VSCO, which I've talked about before. It's VSCO. And there's only three things I do on every single photo. I make it lighter by the exposure button. I make it sharper to make it clearer. And then I go to the saturation button and I pull the color down because I want kind of the same look. And if you go to my Instagram feed, you will see all my pictures kind of go together.
Yeah, it's a very consistent look. Yeah, I agree.
And I've seen consistent looks where everything's super dark or it's super colorful or it's all, every picture has one particular shape in it. I mean, it's just, it doesn't matter. It has to be you. So whatever your look and feel is, grab that and be consistent with that. I've seen some of the brightest, most colorful feeds that are fabulous, really great.
Yeah. I think it's another opportunity to design sort of your your. I don't want to use, but it is. It's branding. It's designing what your feed will represent, sort of what your art is or what your taste is. And it's sort of fun. One thing, one of many things I learned from you is when you have the opportunity to take good photographs, do it. Like, do it so you have some in reserve, because you will find a day when, we'll talk more about how often you should post, but you will find a day when it's great to be able to reach in to a folder and see some images that you've taken and are ready to go. So I think people, you know, you can also think about, and this is getting a little advanced, but, you know, you can see three across on the cubes. You can think about how it's going to look when it appears, if this one sort of goes with the rest. And honestly, the more you play with those images, the better you'll get at this.
I saw a feed. Let me just add one thing. I saw a feed the other day that down the center, for on her whole entire feed, was a really cool quote, and then the photos were on the outside. And I thought,
oh, that's really
cool.
Clever.
It looks so good. So
that's really good. Yeah.
And I've seen ones that do every other. There's a quote and a photo and a quote and a photo. But, I mean, there's so many ways you can be creative with the design, as you said. I love the way you kind of summarize that. Love that.
Oh, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Let's talk a little bit about videos, because I was in California this weekend, and I was taking a calligraphy workshop from a woman that I just think is sort of, I can't give her high enough praise. Anne Robin, if anybody wants to look at her stuff. But anyway, what she does is she does a lot of videos, and it's a short little clip of her hand, right? You see her hand, her pen, writing a phrase. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you, this is mesmerizing.
Oh, I
see
them.
It's as if the ink
they
is
pop
magic
up.
Potion, right?
Yeah.
And they're so, you could just watch it. I swear, I think your blood pressure drops. I'm sure your heart rate does. And it's just like, oh. It's just great to watch. And the truth is, Instagram is a fantastic place to use videos. You can put videos on your feed, but even more fun, I finally just figured out that my daughter-in-law was doing this with baby images. Who knew? But you can put them in your Instagram stories. Now, stories, what's really great about this is you can share things like behind the scenes, something that's going on in your studio, maybe funny photos, whatever. You want to keep your Instagram feed looking great, so you can use stories for anything that maybe doesn't fit with that look we talked about earlier. And here's the cool and, as the new grandmother, frustrating thing. They disappear in 24 hours. So
good or bad.
So you got to get them while they're hot. And for artists, you can use stories to showcase your art. You could paint a demo. You could sit there and just say, you know, I've got a bunch of frequently asked questions I'm going to answer. Give a little studio tour. You could even take, you know, sort of the audience with you. You can show a little plein air painting excursion. I mean, it is endless. But they're sort of nice because they're very engaging. They appear across the top of an Instagram page when you open it, and they're people you're following. They appear, and I always click on them because I must have fear of missing out. I just always think, what's going on?
Oh, yeah.
So, Yeah.
No, they're great. I mean, every Tuesday now I do an Instagram story, like a little tour of a room in my house. And the reason I do it is people always say, I can never figure out like where that room is in your home, or how you go from here to there. And I want more information. And you can't do that on an Instagram feed. You can do one photo, and then like a description. Can you hear
that? That's
kind
of cool. So do you walk them from one room into the next?
Well, I'm doing like a walk into the. Oh, I'm sorry. Can you hear that noise? It's so loud.
Barely.
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 I stick a pillow. I'm gonna put a pillow over my head.
Don't worry. I think hear the trees. The tree workers. We don't.
Okay. Good. Because I have tree trimmers here. But anyway, what I do is now I'm doing one room at a time, and then when I'm done with every room, well, not every room, because some rooms I can't show in my house yet. I'm going to start doing a walking through the whole house kind of tour so people understand how it flows.
That's great.
Which is something that people, believe it or not, really want. And then as I get more art up on my walls, I'll walk around and talk about that. You know, you can be somewhere. And, I mean, I'll never forget the day I was in my car and I was talking to a friend of mine. I'm like, this is so weird. The traffic has stopped and there's like a fire up ahead. She goes, oh, you should put it on Instagram stories. And I was like, well, that's weird. I had nothing to do. I was stuck in traffic. The next thing I know, I'm doing this Instagram stories and I'm worried about my car burning up. So you just never know.
Oh, California.
What you can do. But it's a way to help people get to know you. Mm-hmm. And that's a really good thing as an artist. A really good thing, because people like to buy art from people that they know. And this is a great way for them to get to know you. Now, if you're shy and you don't want to show your face, you don't have to. I never have.
Right.
All the stories I've done. I'm just not, I don't know. I'm just not, I'm not a camera girl.
Yeah.
So don't worry about that. But people say to me all the time, I love your voice and your stories are so great. And I'm like, really? Because there's a lot of beautiful women on Instagram that do these amazing, you know, fashion stuff. And I'm just showing my house around. So it's kind of cool. So here's the thing about your Instagram page that you have to give a lot of thought to before you start or if you're ready to revamp. And that is you have to share something that people care about. You have to give them a reason to want to follow you. And this is so important, and it is so hard. I'm going to be totally honest. So when you're first kind of thinking, okay, how am I going to do this? I really think you need to always stop yourself before you post and say, is this something somebody wants to know about? If you, for example, if you post a picture of a painting and you say, here's my painting of a boat. You know, that's not quite grabbing me as much as a story about why you painted this. I mean, it's you need to share your personality so that people can get to know you. If you have a funny story, I mean, if you paint plein air, oh, my gosh, there's 10,000 plein air great stories that people would love to hear about.
Yes, there are.
It's so important. You just can't post your art and leave it at that. And you can write a lot. I think you can write up to like over 2,000 words. So you have a chance to make it interesting. And if you go to post it and it tells you it's too long, then you know you have to cut it back. But I
just edit, yeah.
It's just really important to give people a reason to want to come back. Because if they don't, then it's like, you know, I mean, you've kind of lost them. So I just want to tell you, you need to share something that's worthwhile and compelling, because there's a lot of Instagram pages out there. A lot of people have me because of their personalities. I love the way they tell stories. I love the way they write. I love their pictures. But there's a reason that I follow them. And a lot of times it's what they're saying, their message. So.
That's true. That, I mean, when I think about why, well, yeah, I'm hesitant to follow people unless I really, really love what they're showing.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think I don't want too much coming in, especially if it's anything that I'm going to end up, you know, sort of wishing I hadn't given sort of the time or the real estate to. So when it's something that offers something to me, even if it's quick, on the other end of that 2,200 words, even if it's somebody that just does something quick, but it gives me you know, it either makes me smile or, I mean, honestly, as long as it doesn't depress me, I'm
yeah.
in.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, there's also a certain amount of instructions you can give. In other words, don't hesitate to tell your followers what you want them to do when they get onto your feed. And this is
mm-hmm.
really important. You can ask them a question and, you know, they will answer, I promise. You can ask them to maybe help you name a piece of art. You can suggest they visit your website or check out a new video that you've posted on Stories. Whatever. You need to ask them to do something because, you know, you want people to take action. Interaction on Instagram is really not only will build your followers, but it keeps them coming back. And I think you should
right.
get in the habit of asking a question at the end of your post because people will comment in order to answer it. People always think they have the answer you're looking for, which is kind of great because you'll learn things you never dreamt. I will say, I know, Leslie, I think you and I might have a different opinion on this. I believe in asking,
no chance.
But not every time. Because
oh,
for
yeah.
me, I think, oh, really? Are you asking me again? like this is
mm-hmm.
just a game. You don't really want to know. So I like it when I feel like they're really looking for feedback. And I think that's probably true of all social media. If you can be genuine, it will go a long way in kind of endearing you to your followers.
There's ways you can promote or incite a response without asking a question. You can say things like, so give some thought about the next time that situation arises with you. So you're still directing them to do something, but you're not saying, so what will you do the next time this happens? Because I completely
yes.
know what you're saying. But there is a way to kind of get them to think. And all you want to do, I mean, ideally it'd be great if they liked and made a comment on your feed. But if you get them to think about something that you said, you've suddenly
mm-hmm.
taken that flat feed on Instagram and gotten it into somebody's brain. And now they're thinking about you and this thought that you just provoked them to have.
Yeah,
and anytime
yeah.
you can
oh, well,
do
that
anything
sense.
Like that, it helps. Okay, you
right.
think I'm a psychologist probably, but I'm not.
I think you just have a lot of followers.
No.
And you take care of them. Yeah.
Is this noise really loud? Because it's so loud for me right now. No?
It's just a humming in the background.
Okay, good.
Not a loud
hum.
Because
they switched to the front of my house from the back of my house to the big truck where they grind up all the stuff. So.
Yeah. The chipper.
Okay, so here's another thing you have to think about. You can't just focus on your feed. So you have to spend just as much time reaching out. So
mm-hmm.
this community, so this decor community that I found, when I first started, I'm like, okay, I got to figure out who's on this. So I looked
mm-hmm.
at a lot of hashtags. I would type in hashtags and find people, and the same people kind of kept popping up. And then some of them had like 100,000 followers. And I'm like, oh, who is this person? And
yikes.
So I started following them, and I started commenting on their feeds because I wanted to get to know them. And every
mm-hmm.
once in a while, I might send them a personal message, which I may comment on the stories that they had that I thought was really amazing and wonderful. And as I did that, I was interacting with people that I'd never met. Ideally, you hope that they'll follow you, and a lot of times they will, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they won't, which is fine too. But it's not like you can go to someone's feed and make a nice comment and like it and they're going to like you right back. Now, I don't recommend you do that until you have maybe 12 Instagram posts on your account. Because it's just kind of important. I spend probably
good point.
75. Pardon?
That's a good point. Because if I go to someone's feed and there's only a few images, I always sort of think, oh, they're just starting, and I kind of jump away.
Well, I don't mind if they're just starting. It's just they don't have anything to show me yet. So there's probably not a compelling reason for me to want to follow them.
Okay.
And if you do 12, you're almost past the point of people scrolling down far and realizing that you only have 12 posts.
Right. That's what I was thinking. 12 is
yeah.
like, that's a good number. That shows. It also shows me enough that I get a sense
yes.
of there. So it's cohesive, you know?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. But there are plenty of times where I'll click on someone and they only have three posts, and I'll think, wow, they're so new, they don't know what they're doing. You know, no, there's no cohesiveness or whatever, and I'll think, I'm not going to follow them. I always feel bad when I don't follow them, but I spend about 75% of my time developing relationships with other people on Instagram and 25% on my feed, which I think it's kind of crazy, but that's what I enjoy the most. It is the best part of Instagram, meeting these super talented, incredible people, learning from them, you know, getting, you know, forming friendships. I mean, it's kind of incredible. So it's really just as important as to have the right people following you. You want to follow the right people for your art business. And this ideally includes customers, art associates, some other artists for sure that you admire, influencers and others. And influencers are those people I talked about who have been on Instagram for a while, have a huge following, and they influence people with things that they do or buy or show on their pages. And we're going to talk about that.
That's so cool. You need to know when to post. And trust me, after a while, when you're doing this, you're going to want to change your account to a business account. It doesn't cost anything. It doesn't look any different. But what it does is it gives you analytics, which means it gives you feedback in terms of, you know, when people are coming to your site, right down to like what time of day, what day of the week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get good information, and that tells you when you want to post. There's no reason putting up a great image if it's on, you know, a Friday at noon and no one's going to be looking at it until the following day. And certainly with those stories, remember we said they only last 24 hours. So if you see that you get a real bump in your traffic, let's just say it's on Wednesdays between, you know, 12 and 7 p.m., go ahead and post Wednesday morning, because you've got 24 hours and that story is going to be seen by the greatest number of people. So it's worth thinking about that business account. It really is just is a matter of a few clicks and you can get there.
Yeah. And here's the thing. In order to understand why it's important to know when you should post, you kind of have to understand how Instagram puts posts on your feed. And it's this algorithm. And it's it basically, the way it works is the algorithm, you want to work effectively because you want to get your posts seen and you want them to appear at the top of somebody's timeline, right?
Yeah.
You also, on that search page, when you go in to search for something, you know, all those feeds pop up. And I will tell you, interestingly, Margaret, half the time I do that, one of those is a video of someone doing calligraphy. I'm not kidding. That's how popular those posts are. So I know exactly what you're talking about. When you brought that up before, I was like, yeah. And the way you beat the algorithm, if you will, is you post things when everyone that follows you is likely to be on Instagram, or the largest number of people are. So it kind of makes sense.
Can I just jump in?
Sure.
I just want to say one thing. Algorithm just means formula.
Right.
Like Facebook has to, and Instagram have a formula, and you know, it sort of trickles through, and some computer decides what's going to jump on top.
Mm-hmm.
So when we say algorithm,
point.
That's all we mean.
Yeah.
Okay.
So beating this algorithm is, and not really beating, it's working with the algorithm to help your feed.
Yes.
And so Facebook and Instagram want to show posts that people want to see. And the way they know if people want to see them is because when this post went up, a lot of people had, there was a lot of activity with it. And activity consists of likes, comments, and more comments. So if you're going to post at midnight right before you go to bed, and you go and you look in your stats and you see that there's like no one on Instagram at that time that follows you, it makes no sense. Because you're not going to, that feed is going to be so low in someone's someone's scroll page that they'll never see it, even though they follow you. But if you look at your stats, and I, on my stats, I can tell you right now that I need to post in the morning, like somewhere between, in California, somewhere between like 7 and 10 a.m. And then I need to post again in the evening, right around 6 p.m., because those are my high points. And then when I post, I need to do it so that I can actually comment back and help kind of make that feed be as popular as possible. That makes sense.
And although this is an odd thing to say, one word comments sort of don't count.
Yeah,
because I know a lot of people will comment, oh, they'll see a painting and they'll say, oh, love, or love this. Part of the formula, if you want to help anyone out, part of the formula is that the more you say, the better, but really it should be a minimum of 4 words, ideally 5, because it just, that's what gets weighted. So feel free to be verbose when you are commenting on someone's Instagram feed. Well, you may as well know what the rules are. Anyway, the next thing we want to say is post often on Instagram.
Yeah.
Brands that get in a regular flow with Instagram posts tend to get the best results. And we suggest you post at least once a day. 2 times a day is really best. Split them up. You don't want, you know, people getting one after another because that just turns them off. But split them up and put up, you know, I think your timing was perfect, Leslie, like 1 in the morning, 1 in the late afternoon or evening. And that's really going to sort of get Instagram to work for you.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, it is. Yeah. And when you post, don't post and run away. Post and stay there. And the minute someone comments, comment right back and comment with 4 words or more, like Margaret said. Because that bumps up the activity, and then more people are going to start to see it. And I know this sounds like, it sounds so calculated, but you guys, it is so important. And it took me a long time to figure this out. A long time. And it is so interesting because there'll be times, there's things about, see, here's the thing about the algorithm. No one really knows for sure, but I can tell you, I can tell it makes a difference because I'll put a post up and I'll start getting lots of comments. And I mean, I've had posts that have had hundreds of comments on them. Half of those are mine because I try to comment on every comment, which is insane, but I like to do it. And it's really fun that people take the time to comment on my feed, so I'm going to comment back. But what happens is, as this is happening and people are commenting and I'm commenting back, I start getting all these new followers. And it's just like, where are all these people coming from? And what I believe is happening is on that search page, when someone goes to a search page to search for something, my feed is right there because there's a lot of activity happening. So it just... it's kind of a little thing you have to play with and you have to be smart about it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't post regularly, like Margaret said, it's not going to help. I'll give you a hint. Every morning, well, actually, I do blog posts Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. My morning post on those days is a reiteration of my blog post. And I have this thing called an editorial calendar. That is a Google sheet. I think I've talked about this before on the show. I can't remember. Oh, you have seen it.
You
saw it in the marketing boot camp. And
yes, I did.
My editorial calendar, like right now, I know what my blog posts are going to be for like the next 3 or 4 weeks. And I have a lot of things happening that I'm going to talk about in a minute that are really exciting, and those are already blocked in. It's very organized. So I have another 2 columns that have what I'm going to – this sounds way too crazy – what I'm going to post on my Instagram in the morning and in the evening. So I kind of know where I'm going. And I started this out when I started my blog in March because a good friend of mine told me I needed this. I didn't know what it was. I'm like, what the heck's an editorial calendar?
I love
it. And it was so – made things so much easier. So –
well, clearly it's working for you. That's all we have to say about that. Because, you know, we all know I have 460-something followers, and you've got 10 times that. So there you go.
No, I don't. I hit 30,000.
That's right. So you have
30,000 the other day, and I'm super happy. Super happy. But it's
unbelievable.
Exciting.
Well, you deserve it. You certainly worked hard for it.
It's been a lot of work.
Yeah.
But okay, so here's the next thing. Hashtag.
Yeah.
They're really important.
Yes.
Hashtag is just a word that has hashtag in front of it. Hashtag art, whatever it may be. And the reason why they're important is they're a great, great way to help Instagram work for you, because most people that come on Instagram that are like, oh, you know, I'm looking for art for my beach house. So they may type in coastal paintings or beach house art, whatever it may be. And if you use hashtags, then the chance of someone finding your feed who's not already following you is increased substantially. And they'll help you increase the engagement of your posts, and they'll obviously help you grow your audience. Now, there's a lot of retailers in the decor business that have special hashtags that you can use if you post a photo that has one of their items in it. So let's just take Pottery Barn, for example. If you post a painting hanging on the wall, and there's a Pottery Barn couch in front of it, you can use the hashtag #MyPotteryBarn. If you use that, someone at Pottery Barn has a job that looks at all those feeds, and they decide a couple times a day or one time a day that they're going to repost that on their feed that has like 500,000 followers or more.
Wow. Wow.
Now, there's almost every business has this. So you have to think about that opportunity that you have. One of the biggest things that happened to my account is Country Living Magazine has a hashtag. I think it's hashtag. It might be My Country Living. It might be Country. I can't remember what it is. And
yeah.
I saw that someone else, one of those big influencers that had 100,000 followers, did that. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to do that. So the third week I had my Instagram account when I had like 300 followers, which I was darn proud of, Country Living Magazine reposted my post from that day, which was a picture of the front of my home. In one day, I got 1,000 followers. I almost
no
had a
kidding.
Heart attack.
Oh,
I was so blown away. And so I've also done that with Pier 1. I've done that with a ton of retailers. And that's a really cool thing. So if you're selling your – and I keep going back to Coastal because I am, but there's a lot
yeah.
of companies. There's a lot of companies that people who buy Coastal art probably – shop with that you shop with as well, and you may not realize that this is a huge tool for you to get a picture with your art.
That is so cool.
Posted. So you can use normal hashtags, and you can use hashtags for retailers. But it's a big deal. Huge
That's
big deal.
Fun.
Yeah.
Well,
minimally,
all right.
The magazines in the area of what art you have and you're trying to sell, like, you know, Coastal Living. I mean, there's all those ones that you could minimally on every post you do at least have that.
Wow.
That's a
That's
big deal.
It's brilliant. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's one way of getting your art in front of someone who's likely to at least look at it, right? And that's where it all starts, is getting more people to see it. So, all right, we've established, well, I don't know if we've established, we've given you the tools to kind of grow your audience on Instagram. And I have to say it's fairly easy because people do, they're quick to like, and if they like your images, chances are they're going to scroll up and follow you. That's, in a way, it's easier than almost any other social media site right now. But you have to remember that doesn't necessarily mean you're growing what I want to call the right audience. So it's really important if you're using Instagram for art business that you grow a sort of specific targeted audience who's actually interested in your art. It's not just people who are going through. I mean, I always get excited when I see a strange person has followed me, strange in that they're unknown to me. And then I find out that they're in the business of helping people grow their Instagram accounts. And I think, oh, for God's sake, that... that's not who I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Then, you know. So you've
exactly.
got to make sure you get the people who are, I mean, maybe it's someone who is another artist or a gallery owner or whatever. Think about growing your audience first based on the traits they have that are in common with people who like your art. And I think going by subject matter is a great idea. I think you just... It takes for each one of us, we need to really just sit with pen and paper and think about who it is that we believe will buy our art, and then work and figure out where those people are, what group they fall into, and that's the way you kind of start to target that group. Yeah, you don't want a whole lot of people that are going to ask you to allow them to redesign your website. That's not what we're after.
I, just so you know, I've been on Instagram since February, and I'm just now introducing my art. That's a long time. That's a long time. Because I wasn't sure my art was going to fit. I realized this decor community I am so in love with, and it's been so much fun. Of the 30,500 followers I have, I would say 29,500 of them I never knew come February. That blows me away that there's that many people, number one, that want to follow me. That's just scary.
Right.
But number two, that there's this whole new community that I found. And and they're all so nice and so amazing and so inspiring. It's really incredible. So I just want to add, so important, like Margaret said, that you find the right audience. But don't go out and be like the first day, here's my art, here's my art, I'm going to sell my art. That's not how you find your audience. You find your audience because they're people who are interested in what you have to say. And, you know, maybe you're posting decor photos of coastal homes. I have no idea. We'll talk a little bit more about that. So, anyway. But now that you know who to get to follow you, you need to know how to get more people to follow you. And it's not necessarily all about the numbers. It's just you need to be more targeted. Now, I have used giveaways to increase my follow base, and it's increased it by a ton. And the way giveaways work is there may be a group of 10 to 15 accounts who say, if you want to win this, you have to go through and follow and like all 15 of us in a loop. Okay? And I do almost a giveaway a week, and it has grown my account tremendously. It's huge. And so I don't think there's a lot of this happening in the art community. And I think it's a huge opportunity to benefit. Huge opportunity. And the way it works is usually one person puts this giveaway together, and they try to get people who have pretty good followings, because that means more people will see it. And I've seen giveaways where people have gotten 500 new followers in 48 hours.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And the items are such that people who want them are people who I would hope would follow me because they're interested in this type of decor, if that makes sense.
Right. So you've already thought about who it is who's likely to participate. That's smart.
Another way I've gotten a ton of followers is in what's called share groups. And share groups are typically like five or six different accounts. This is all communicated in a part of Instagram called direct messaging, and it's like it's like a little chat box where a private group of people are part of it. No one else can see it. It's not public except within your group. So I'm in a share group right now that is, I believe, six accounts. There are some huge accounts, and when I got invited to be part of this, I was like dancing around in my studio. I was so happy. But anyway, every week we share the person below us. The first week we did. And you just share their account, and you show a picture on your feed, you talk about their account, how much you love it, and they're all amazing accounts. A week later, I share the person two down from me. And it's been an unbelievable way to get visibility. And the reason why this works is because I truly believe everyone knows that there is enough Instagram business and friends and everything out there for everyone. This is not I'm going to build up my own account and keep it secret and compete with everyone else. That is not what Instagram is about. It is about people wanting to share what you do, wanting to help you, wanting to be, to tell people about what you do. And it's amazing. I mean, I had people in the first 2 months take my account and share it on their feed, and they had like 100,000 followers and saying, oh, I just found this new account, and I think you should follow her. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. I mean, it was incredible. Just out of the blue. So, you know, you can put a share group together of people that you know, and then as your account grows, you can do it with larger accounts. So, yeah.
It's pretty
good
cool.
Idea. Yeah.
I like the whole idea of it because it feels so much more like a community effort.
Oh.
Which is,
yeah.
You know, the rising tide floats all boats,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
All right. Now, let's talk a little bit about the bio, because when you open your Instagram account, you will have the ability to say a little bit about yourself, and it appears at the top of your page. And by the way, do not avoid putting in a profile picture. I just looked at mine and thought, oh, I've got a painting up there. I've got to change it to a picture.
You don't have to, but yeah.
Really? I think it makes a difference.
It makes it
whatever.
More personal, absolutely.
You do need to make sure that your bio clearly explains who you are and that the information you post there is relevant to the fact that you're selling your art. And, you know, research is a wonderful thing. Take a look at bios of other artists whose feeds you like and
mm-hmm.
learn from that. You
right.
know, I do know that having looked into this myself, it's really important that you tell people where you are. I think that is something that too many artists, I mean, even if you just want to put your region, you know, West Coast, Boston, you know, Southern, whatever, because people are trying to figure out where you are. They want to kind of understand who you are. But that bio is an opportunity to tell them not only a little bit about who you are, but that your art is for sale. So
mm-hmm.
do your research and really spend an hour looking at other artists' feeds and bios, and you will get a good sense of which ones resonate with you. But don't just slap anything up. Give it a little thought, because it's, again, it's that first impression.
So true. And, you know, also you can change it, too. Like
I do all the time.
The other day I was like, oh, I need to change this. So,
yeah.
you know, it's something that should grow with you as you're growing. And I think it's, like you said, really important because it's the first thing people look
yeah.
at when they go to your feed. That's a really great point. Okay, I kind of alluded before, don't just post your art for sale on every feed. Because you got to post something interesting. And I'm not saying your art is boring, but if it's the same thing over buy, people get a little turned off by that. So let's say you sell coastal art. Here I go again. What if you posted fabulous beach photos, including maybe beautiful beach homes, just saying? What about posting interior photos of gorgeous beach homes? And then occasionally you, of course, show interior photos of beach homes with your art hanging in it. It's just a chance to have your feed be a lot more interesting, really pretty, not just
mm-hmm.
art. But if you're looking for that audience, then that's what you need to do. Does that make sense?
Yeah. It also makes me think about the fact that people need to have their website ready, because folks are going to click on your profile to go to your website. If they're, you know, they see these
right.
beautiful beach images, they see some art, they say, oh, I never thought about that. And then they want to take a look at some of the art that might fit in their beach home. Make sure you have your website ready so that when they click, they see what you want them to see. Not
right.
Here's what I hear over and over, and it must be because we all sort of got into this at the same time and made our, you know, websites. People are always saying, oh, my website's not up to date. Well, guess what? You need to put some time into it, because you need it to be up to date. There's no point having someone walk in the door if you're not going to have anything to show them. You know,
and Margaret,
them
did
there.
Not
Make
we
sure.
did we not see that full unfold before our eyes when we were in Cape Cod?
We did. It was unbelievable. But I have to say, the other thing is, even though everyone rolls their eyes and thinks, oh my gosh, it's going to be so much work to do this, I think we saw three artists completely revamp their website in 48 hours.
Yeah.
I mean, completely. And even the people, like, I thought, oh, this is too much, you know, they'll have to do it when they get back. Nope, they did it. And it's
yeah.
so cool, because suddenly everything is fresh. And, again, you've got someone coming to your site to see your art. This is
yeah.
your opportunity. Make it count.
Yeah.
So, yes, this means you're going to have to put time into it. But guess what? this is what we've chosen to do. It's, we don't want to throw away, miss opportunities. Yeah.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
So you're up, my dear.
Oh, am I? Okay. if you're using Instagram for business, you do need to take some time and track your analytics and your progress, because that's a great way to know what's working for you and what isn't.
Obviously.
And thank goodness there are tools.
the best way you can do this
is if you have a business Instagram account, that's right there, that'll get you halfway home. But there's also something called IconoSquare, and I'll spell it. It's IconoSquare. And that is a free, because we all know Leslie loves free, free desktop tool that provides you with a ton of Instagram analytics. And honestly, if you're like me, you're probably running out of storage space on your phone. Throw something else off, because this is going to tell you what's working. And, you know, it's time for us all to get serious about this. We have tools here that make it so easy to be, you know, more serious and more professional about selling our art. And IconoSquare is really, I just downloaded that one this week, and I like it.
You do? Okay. I don't use it. I just use the analytics on Instagram, just so you know. But it's probably something I should do in my spare time. Ha, ha, ha.
I think you'd like it.
Okay, here's the last thing we're going to talk about. One of the most shocking things that has happened to me since February is something I didn't even know existed. And that is, are you ready to laugh when I say this? I have become an influencer. Whoever came
you
up with that term, it's killing me. I can't even believe I'm saying it because it sounds so weird. And I'll never forget, there was a time on my feed as I'm sharing stuff about my house and doing some renovations and whatnot that were needed after 17 years of doing nothing, is people would start saying, okay, what color is that paint color? Where'd you get your rug? Oh, where'd you get the pillows? Oh, where'd you get this? Where'd you get that? I'm like, gosh, they care.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, well, you can get this here and you can get this there. And so then I applied for this program called Reward Style, which anything I put in that's a link to like Pottery Barn or Target or almost every major retailer, I make a commission if they buy something. I'm like, oh, that's cool. It's not a lot. Three people have bought my full-on Pottery Barn dining room table and chairs, and each time I made $10.13. And that's not as bad of an inexpensive table, just saying.
Yeah.
But then what happened, and that was probably when I had, I don't know, 7,500 followers, like a month into it or whatever. It wasn't like I had, you know, 20,000. Then what started happening as my account was growing, I would get a private message from a company saying, hey, we have these pillows, and can we send you two of them for free, and would you do a post about them? I'm like, sure. I mean, I didn't know that was an option. And then I would get another one from, like, a company that does faux plants, and they're like, hey, can you want to pick out a plant for your home and do a feed post on it? And I would be like, yeah, I really want a fiddle leaf tree, and they're like $200, and I would never spend that much money, so sure. Hence, I got a fiddle leaf tree. And did a blog post and a picture of it. Then I went to the blogging conference this summer and realized that there's a lot of people who make a ton of money as influencers doing advertising. And when I say advertising, it's basically just doing a blog post about a product. They not only get free product, but they get paid. I have some friends who have a lot of followers, and they make $1,500 every time they post about a product, plus they get the free product. I was like, are you kidding me? And this is
interesting.
Something that people don't talk about in the community. And it's like, wow. And the most interesting thing I learned about it is that, yes, people will come to you, but you need to reach out. You need to reach out to people whose products. So I actually set a goal to reach out to 10 companies a month. I'm probably averaging like 5 to 8. I only started this a couple months ago. Everyone is saying yes. And it's so weird. So originally I was like, okay, you know, if I can get this much in free product, I'd love to do this blog post about this. I approached some companies. And these are companies of products that I already use.
Right.
They're not,
you're not
like
changing
random things.
Anything. Yeah.
Yeah. And some of them are decor related. Some of them are electronic related. I mean, you know, they're all different. And everyone was saying yes. And
oh, that's so
what
great.
I kind of, and then I realized, like, I'm doing a big blog tour for a major, major craft store coming up in November. And I made a proposal to them saying, here's what I want to do. And they said, it took them like 2 months to respond. I'd completely given up. And they said, okay, now we're focused on this. We want you to do this. Get two other bloggers to do it with you. So I did that. And it's a lot of work. So you kind of get to the point where you realize, wow, this is great. I'm getting all this free stuff, but it's even better that I'm also getting paid, because you should be. It takes a lot of time. But this whole income thing as an influencer, which I'm going to laugh again at that silly term, I had no idea this even existed. And it is something that is kind of shocking me. I mean, it's really surprising. And it's really fun. And it's really exciting.
Of course it is. I mean, it's such a positive reward, right, for doing the thing that you love and you would have done anyway.
Yes.
And when I think about it, how many of us have as many magazine subscriptions as we used to?
Yeah.
No.
No.
How many of us are still subscribing to as many newspapers as we used to? I mean, if you are, I bet a lot of you are doing it like I am online. And so this is an opportunity for the manufacturers or, you know, the companies to advertise to people who like what they happen to be selling. And
right.
they get to see it, you know, in your house. I mean, it's really, I think it's a win-win. It's a win-win for the Pottery Barn who's trying to sell that lovely table.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for someone who's looking and sees it and says, that's exactly what I want my room to look like. I think that table would be perfect. It's a way for them to find it. So
right.
I think it's great. It's sort of, it's everything we want it to be. And you know what? There's a whole lot of people out there that are looking for art to hang on their walls. So I think this can work at the most basic level for an artist looking to move their work, their wares.
And I look at it too, though, as a way to earn additional income that's not from selling your art. If you're building up, and I'm sticking with Coastal just because it's easier.
Go ahead.
If you have this feed that's really pretty and it has pictures of Coastal interiors. Now, anytime you use someone's photo, you have to obviously recognize them and tag them. But as you're doing that, and people are following you. You are in, you can become an influencer even with your art, and so you could go out and reach out to some companies that have some of these products and see if you can promote them for them. And it's just the whole thing. I mean, I was so blindsided by the fact that this existed, and it started to make sense. I know some huge bloggers and Instagram people who are suddenly doing another house, and I realize why they are. Because they got everything for free, and they're getting paid to do it. And it's incredible. And I was like, wow. They can't redo their house, you know, a million times. Their house is done, so now they're going to do a different house.
That's
and
great.
It's just crazy. And I was talking to my son about this yesterday, and he's like, yeah, there's that guy on Instagram who's like 23 years old and he makes like $1 million.
Are you kidding?
Sharing. He's like a foodie guy. And he makes like $1 million as an influencer. I know plenty of people on Instagram who make hundreds of thousands of dollars as influencers. I mean, that's crazy. I think that's, you know, pie in the sky, but still. It's really something that I didn't know existed. I'm a long way from ever being at that point, but it's just been really. I mean, the nice thing now is when all the boxes are in the front at the front door, and my husband comes home and he looks at me. I'm like, it's free stuff. I promise.
I think I read one of your blogs that you were hiding stuff. Now you just have to have a marker there so you can write free.
I know.
Calm him down. Well, that's
so
great.
Knows.
Wow.
No, he's
so you're
going to
be redoing your house again. This will be fun.
No, but it's just, you know, the whole thing has been really an interesting kind of journey. And a lot of people, Margaret, as we know, wondered what the heck I was doing. And somehow I've managed to find kind of a new arena where it incorporates absolutely everything I love to do. And I have, yes, put my art a little bit on the back burner while I've been doing this, but boy, is that going to ramp up here pretty quickly. So it's been an amazing journey. And anything from what I've learned that I can share with other people, I'm really excited to do that because so many people have been so nice to me in this community that, I mean, it's just been mind-blowing, mind-boggling. I still can't believe how fun and wonderful it's been. So
that's great. Well, I think, you know, I really feel like that's the way it should be. Because if we don't enjoy what we're doing and we're not meeting good people along the way, what's the point? Do you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we all have to just really embrace this. It's too much fun.
Yeah.
Well, good. All right.
Well,
I
the key is
everyone's going to be. Yeah. What's the
say,
key?
You need to make sure the whole time you're doing this that you're having fun. And if you're not, change the way you're doing it. Because for so many days, I would just laugh and think, I can't believe that I'm this lucky that I get to do this. And the whole thing has kind of morphed into something that I didn't expect, even better than I'd hoped. But it's been so much fun. I still can't believe it. It's kind of shocking. So have fun
kind
at it.
Kind of great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you're certainly lighting the way for the rest of us, so thank you. Once again, I come away with a list of things to do. So.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's what I want. But it does help sort of having someone explain what it is and how it can all work for us. So thank you for that.
Yeah. My pleasure. Thank you, Margaret. Thank you, Margaret.
All right. Well, you
fabulous.
Have a wonderful week. Go
I
see
will.
What the UPS man has left for you. I hope it cools down. Bye-bye.
Thank you. All right. Bye.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.